I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Bless the Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Here we are on Wednesday, August 17th, 2022, and we have a show that will probably get me in a lot of trouble, but we're just telling the truth of what's being reported in other magazines, and is that we have Pfizer massacre on our hands. 44% miscarriage rate. Guys, that is just crazy when you think about it. 44% of the people in the trials that just got released from a FOIA report, Freedom of Information Act, literally 44% of the pregnant women that took this had miscarriages. And they reported that and hid it as like it was just an adverse event that was fixed later. In other words, like a headache that goes away. That's what they equated to hide this from the public, to show that it was safe for people. And the CDC still says for pregnant women it's safe to get this vaccine. This is just crimes against humanity, massive. We see Liz loses big. That's the good news about all this. And this big pharma medical cartel is being actually exposed now. We have Dr. Lewis coming on at the top of the hour, who's an expert in blood at the cellular level and doing blood tests. He's a medical statistician. All the doctors point to him to say, hey, come and actually tackle this. Because you are the medical statistician. So I love that. So can't wait to have Mr. Lewis on, Dr. Lewis on here shortly. So thank you for joining us. And I tell you what, we are on Rumble Rants. We are on Facebook, as long as I keep this video up. And we are also, we're eliminated from Twitch. Can't do any of this type of stuff on YouTube. But we are in the neighborhood as well as Joshua TV. And then that night we go, all the recordings go to BitChute and Roku and literally 26 different platforms. So God bless you. I see we have people on from all over the place. Tennessee, Patsy, thank you for being here. Elizabeth from Alabama. We got, Willa from North Carolina. We got Volula from New York. We got North Carolina, William in. We got Susan from Alabama. We got Donna from Spanish Fort, Alabama. We got Cheryl from Missouri. And we got Irene from Pennsylvania. Thank you so much. Loretta saying shalom, shalom. Let's keep on rolling here and start digging into what Pfizer has really done here. And again, this is a fulfilled prophecy from Julie Green, because she talked about Pfizer will be in the news. Amanda Grace also talked about Pfizer. It's going to be much worse than this, about older studies that are going to come up to show how they hid everything from us. So this is the Florida Standard, and it's talking about that the actual article is called Massacre. Nearly half of pregnant women in Pfizer trial miscarried. According to Dr. Naomi Wolf, who runs a crowdsourced project to analyze 300,000 Pfizer documents released via the FOIA request, 44% of pregnant women who participated in the drug makers' COVID-19 vaccine trials lost their babies. This is a tragedy, guys. At first reported by American Greatness, research released by feminist activists and author Dr. Naomi Wolf through their website, The Daily Clout, indicates that 44% of pregnant women in the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine trial lost their babies. Wolf, who runs a crowdsourced analyst project of 300,000 pages of Pfizer documents, ordered the release of this. I'm just going to mute the backstagers here. And again, the U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman of the Northern District of Texas appeared on Steve Bannon's show War Room on Tuesday. Quote, "Woman will understand how tragic this is. Pfizer took those deaths of babies, those spontaneous abortions and miscarriages, and recategorized them as recovered results adverse effects." Again, quote, "recovered result adverse effects." In other words, if you lost your baby, it was categorized by Pfizer as a resolved adverse event, like a headache that got better, Wolf told Bannon in an emotional interview. She explained that as far as she knew, the documents released through a Freedom of Information Act request did not include emails and other communication between Pfizer and other entities or officials, such as the Food and Drug Administration and Dr. Anthony Fauci. On the CDC website, still recommends that pregnant women get COVID. Here's the quote. Says COVID-19 vaccination is recommended for all people 6 months or older. This includes people who are pregnant, breastfeeding, trying to get pregnant, 6 months or older. This is what the CDC, our criminal cartel, medical cartel. This is a captured operation, as Juan O'Savin would say. The entire medical cartel that trains our doctors uses petroleum-based medicine, big pharma. It's not just big pharma, though. It goes all the way to Bill Gates, all the way to the universities that can get patents, all the way to the government agencies that they've, all the way to our fake news prophets of Baal. That's a huge medical cartel. And this medical cartel is trying to give this poison to our 6 months old, this bioweapon to our 6 month olds and our pregnant women who are losing 44% to miscarriages. That doesn't make you frustrated and angry. I don't know what does. Please spread this video widely. We need to share this to everybody to let them know what's really going on here. The CDC also recommends COVID-19 vaccines for infants 6 months or old whose mother was vaccinated or had a COVID infection before or while pregnant. This is the medical cartel. This is part of the depopulation agenda of Bill Gates and the entire medical cartel pulling this on us. Tech millionaire Steve Kirsch, founder of Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, claimed in a post on Monday that about 12 million people worldwide have been killed by their governments as a result of taking one of the COVID-19 vaccines. Guys, this is why organizations like Fox News and Newsmax are so evil. It's like a weatherman who reports on the weather, but they can't even report. They won't report on hurricanes and tornadoes. How stupid is that? That's exactly what Fox News and Newsmax are doing. They will not report on election fraud, and they will not report on the dangers of these vaccines. And that's why YouTube, the communist Orwellian 1984 platform, is keeping us from talking about these very things. These extremely important truths are being suppressed by the medical cartel and being obviously this whole thing is a satanic cabal of people who do child sacrifices. That's why if you look back and you just look at the Bible and you start reading through it, as early as the third book in Numbers, it starts talking about child sacrifices and how angry God was when the Israelis got into that, some of that, right? And so Satan's been doing this for millennia, and they continue to cover up. This is all about covering up for this food for the satanic sacrifices. They're covering up everything. And if they can't get us through that way, they want to little depopulate through this type of thing with these vaccines. It's extremely important that we get this information out. I also put this article out on the neighborhood. So that's where we're congregating as a Christian patriot who are fighting this battle in the B2T neighborhood. You can download that on your phone. You can download it in Apple's Play Store. B2T neighborhood, free platform, just like Facebook. I posted this article on there. You can also go to blessedteach.com. And you can see the show notes, and your show notes will have these as well. You can also download it from the Google Play Store, or on your laptop, you just say b2tneighborhood.com. So make sure you're in the neighborhood, and let's get this word out. I put it on my Telegram as well, but this is crazy stuff that's not even being reported. On Bongino, nothing on it, right? On Fox News, nothing on it, right? So Newsmax, nothing on it. This is probably one of the most important things that's been revealed from the FOIA Act, and it's not hitting the news. So the only way we're going to get the word out, guys, is you sharing videos or sharing that article. Please, let's get this word out. Here's the CDC director orders reorganization, saying COVID-19 response did not reliable meet expectations. So this is now they're trying to cover up. Linsky says the CDC changes are meant to help the agency release data quicker and make guidance easier to understand. What do you mean? This is a freaking criminal organization is what the truth is. A completely criminal captured operation that is putting the genocidal Fauci and Bill Gates agenda in front of us. That's what's exactly is happening here. And the CDC still recommending this vaccine for pregnant women when there's 44% miscarry rate. How sickening is that? While we're on the subject of defunding federal agencies, don't forget the CDC. This is an article here. Obviously, we know Liz Cheney lost, so there is some good news today. This is a Federalist article. Restoring trust in our institution begins with accountability, and it's about time the CDC gets its first dose of it. This is a whole article about how evil the CDC is. People need to understand this. These guys are a criminal organization that's being run by our government, just like we're finding out about the DOJ with the raids of Trump. But we even have all these governmental agencies have been captured by globalists that we need to get out of office and expose in a big, big, big way. Here's some prophetic words about Pfizer from Amanda Grace as well as from Julie Green. I'm going to start with Julie Green because Amanda talks about even something deeper and darker from Pfizer. On suddenly it will break out across the nation. This was on 4/21 in April of 21 this year. And then Amanda's is going to be in August, very recent. This is a little more month and a half ago. This is just a couple of weeks ago. Amanda talked about Pfizer. Let's listen. This is Julie Green here. There it is, Pfizer. I apologize. It looks like there was no sound there. Let me see what we have as a problem here. I don't know if this site might be muted. Let me grab that real quick. Sometimes I mute these sites because when I'm listening to them. Let's see. This is Pfizer. So this is my searchy platform, which is awesome, by the way. So I could hear that fine. So obviously I have something that's not good if you guys said you couldn't hear that. So I got two people saying no sound on Word. It says can't hear on this. Oh, darn it. So I'm going to have to read this to you because I'm not sure exactly what that setting is that's not working. Let me just go check. I'm going to go check one sound thing up here real quick. Let's see. I have it on my Dell versus audio for OBS. Okay, this should work now. All right, let's try this one more time. This is Julie Green on 2 minutes and 1 second into this video that I found by just searching Pfizer into my searchy platform. This is one great way to get 30 days for free Backstage. Backstage is an awesome ministry. It also gives you access to be able to search all these prophetic words. Here I searched Pfizer. It came up with Amanda. Came up here. Let's listen to her too. This is Julie Green talking about Pfizer.
And like I had told them before, it took place. The ones who are against you now will have the same fate, saith the Lord.
Here it is, Pfizer right here.
Pfizer will be in the news and major headlines worldwide. My children, do not fear what was found, for I, the Lord, will retroactively restore to you what has been stolen. This company will be judged and will never have the money or power again. I will strip them of everything they hold dear, remove them all, and judgment will fall on each and every one of them that took place in these heinous acts against the world. No one will be left standing, saith the Lord of hosts.
So the retroactive part, I imagine, is going to be God's healing. That's why we're praying for the gift of healing in the backstage, and we're seeing that manifest, right? The gift of miracles, gift of healing. Come backstage for free. Just go to blessedteach.com. Go to the backstage tab, 30 days for free, and you can have access to all these tools. Here's Amanda Grace.
Enough. That's all capitalized. And says the Lord of hosts, a cold case past 30.
Oops.
One that is known, there shall be a major break in that case before year's end, and it shall be a catalyst that what was once thought buried and no more, what was once thought covered up, shall be exhumed and exposed. A secret facility that Pfizer owns in the middle of nowhere, its inner working shall be exposed, says the Lord of hosts, and the files of experimental drugs long ago that were set to come back to harm the people shall be exposed as well. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, another drug company is set to emerge and challenge one of the largest. A battle of the bucks, says the Lord, indeed you shall see as you tear each other to nakedness and expose the deepest secrets that have been kept under guard, literally shall emerge going into 2023.
So two drug companies are going to be fighting each other and exposing each other. So, but you can see fulfilled prophecy is starting to come out right before our eyes. Guys, the way we're going to fight this is number one, you can share things and all this, that's being a digital soldier. But you can also fight the economic warfare that Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay and I have teamed with him on this. And that is Operation Tomahawk. And the way you go to that, go to tomahawkswitch.com. And again, there's a cartel here of consumables as well. All these companies participate. They all are owned by three major entities such as BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. And all that money goes to Planned Parenthood or to the same globalist agenda. If you want your, every time you go to the store and buy 97% of what they offer, all their money is going to go against your values. If you want to fight, we have a company that has 550 products that are way more healthy, way more beneficial, and you can now fight economics. So if you want to be part of an economic warfare, which I don't understand why anybody would not, it doesn't cost you any money. You're just switching where you're buying stuff now into a Patriot company. That's all American made. If you believe in American made and you don't want your money to be used against you, please sign up to right here at tomahawkswitch.com. There's a link down below in the video. Make sure when you do that, you select Rick B2T Ministries so that somebody from me or my son or somebody from the backstage will be giving you a ring to walk you through a 30-minute tour, a VIP Operation Tomahawk tour to show you exactly how this works. It makes complete sense. Anybody that wants to fight in more than one way, if you really are a patriot, you're gonna wanna fight economically too. Go to tomahawkswitch.com. All right, here is the events we have coming up. Dr. Lewis will be on here in just a second. He's the medical statistician. Got Julie Green coming on next week, as well as Gene Ho, who was the photographer for Trump. It's an awesome speaker and a beautiful man. And we have Clay Clark is going to be coming on the 30th and the 31st. Emily, potentially with General Flynn. She has a big event, Moms for America, with General Flynn. Pastor Dave Scarlett will be on. I think Donna and Amanda are going to be coming on. It's just going to be a great lineup. Don't miss the future shows here. Julie Green had a prophetic word that was released today. Your enemies are taking hits you don't see. And again, I brought that into my searchy platform, cleaned it up, and added some additions. There's a lot of scripture in the first part of this. I just think it's so awesome. It says, "For I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to continue to fill yourself with my word, because it is the truth and it will set you free." If you go look at John 8, 31 and 32, you'll see that. "It will bring joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength." That's a quote that the Lord's given us right from Nehemiah 8:10. That's what he's really wanting us to get focused on, his word. "You need to use the sword of the Spirit," which is Ephesians 6:17, "which is my word against your enemy and his attacks. He has nothing to defend himself with you when you use my word in faith. He will run and start terror because he can't deceive you into believing his lies anymore. You are heavily armed soldiers and their army of the Lord. But you are also heavily armed, armed with my glory, armed with my name, armed with my word. Your adversaries are defenseless against a child of God who has faith and who is armed with my armor, who walks in my wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, knowing you are not alone. I am in you, and your angels are with you wherever you go. You are never alone, and never let your enemies deceive you into believing that lie again. See yourselves through your Savior, Jesus, and his sacrifice. You are not weak. You are not unworthy to receive from me. So take this day, courage and strength and my truth. Use it and know I am with you wherever you go. And your adversary is nothing compared to me, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. That's why you take the authority in Jesus' name, the name above all names, and his shed blood. And that authority and power, you can call down this cabal. Murkowski, this name will be in your news. She's about to be exposed in a major way. Iraq is about to make a major move, but they will not get what they want, and they will fail in front of the world. Interesting, Iraq, right? So obviously the globals took that over. The side of the left is about to take a major hit from the right. Nuclear truth bombs have been held back until the right time, so it'll take your enemies down all at one time. Until this time, watch them continue to step down, walk away, resign, to get away from what is about to take place against them. But it won't matter. Judgment has come, and they can't run from it. The tide has turned, and major shifts are about to be seen taking place. Hunter is about to be hunted, and he will pay for his crimes, saith the Lord. So all good news here about the nuclear truth bombs. How exciting is that? And obviously some of that's going to be all the Hunter stuff really coming out. A secret is looming in the White House that will rock D.C. to its core. That is interesting. I think that's the fact that Joe Biden, the Biden, is an actor. And that the real Biden, there's a casket in the White House, right, that we've heard from previous. Who knows? This might be something even different. They won't recover from it, and it's all about to come out in the open. Cameras have been hidden and have captured her enemies in ways they never dreamed could ever happen to them because they are so careful, they're so smart, and no one would dare cross them because they know it would be the end of their lives. But my infiltrators, they didn't see and could not see that they captured it all. Everything needed to destroy the deep state once and for all. Woo! Drain the swamp. That is true, what I'm about to do. But I will make it like they never had the power in this country. A restoration is coming like no man has ever seen or experienced. And it's all coming to the United States to heal and to restore your land from the corruption that has been trying to divide and destroy your nation. But your enemies will not get what they so desired against you, saith the Lord of hosts. Beautiful, when you have the Lord God Almighty on your side. So again, it's not Trump that's draining the swamp. It's the Lord God Almighty, and he's using Trump as a tool. Just remember, we're trusting in the Lord God Almighty, holding the kingdom that cannot be shaken. That is what we're doing, not depending on the man. What has happened to Japan and its government is about to happen again to another nation. Remember, the entire government resigned, right? A month and a half earlier, something like that, right? As the people turned against the government. And they elected in a new government, which has to be overwhelming because they control so many of the machines, right? That's why it has to be overwhelming wins. Another major retailer is in major trouble. Stocks are about to tumble for many companies and corporations that looked invincible. Facebook and Zuckerberg are about to be in the news big time. So here you guys, this is stocks are about to tumble, guys. I've been telling you that for all the time. If you have a 401ks and money in the stock market, you got to get it out, right? Get some gold and silver. That's God's money. And that is what, that's why we have Kirk Elliott come on the show every week, right? Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. You'll see a link down below where you can get a free consultation to understand how you can move your 401ks, move your IRAs, cash in the bank that's being devalued by massive inflation. How do you protect your assets in a time like this? It's, well, primarily with precious metals. Understand the strategy with Kirk and give him a ring, right? I think I have him right here. In fact, it is, you can call him, probably the easiest thing to do. There's a link down below where you can fill out this form, or you can just call him at 720-605-3900. Just tell him Rick B2T sent you. 720-605-3900. Make sure you guys are not depending on stocks long-term. That's what almost all the advisors are still saying. Why? But they don't have the prophetic words. They're not looking to see what God's money really is. And as the Babylonian system crashes, then that suppression of silver and gold is going to go away. All that suppression is going to go away. You want to miss out on the wealth transfer? Then just keep doing what you're doing and don't talk to Kirk. Right? Just the stocks crashing. It says, I will remind you, my children, Mark's resignation is coming. Their stock will continue to crumble, and what this company has been doing to its users is about to all break wide open. The globals will try and save him, but they can't, because judgment is here and they can't stop me, saith the Lord of hosts. Watch, more and more will come out about Hillary. Something more damaging is about to be in the news. You, my children, have not heard at all that she had, what she has done. And it is all about to come out in the open, saith the Lord. So Hillary did a lot worse than what we didn't even know. The whole Benghazi thing, the whole thing about destroying all her stuff, the 13,000 emails. The reason they had to destroy those is because she is a freaking criminal. And once that comes out, it's going to be really well known where she gave away our secrets for her power. Many plane attacks against Israel and my United States are being stopped as I speak. So what I'm saying, guys, we've lost in the natural. The cabal took over all seven mountains of influence. They infiltrated and captured operations everywhere. We've lost in the natural. That's why, thank goodness, we had the Lord God Almighty supernatural acts. That's what's saving us. Not a man, not the elections. It is supernatural work. That's why we need to be in the spirit praying as a remnant. The last paragraph says, a war is coming. This phrase will be in the news. My children, do not fear the days ahead, for your enemies are about to scatter before you, and they are taking hits you don't see yet. That's the name that she named that this, or God named this prophetic word that. And yes, this is really interesting that says that before the enemies are about to scatter before you, and they are taking hits you don't see yet. And yes, they will all be removed by me. They will pay the price for all the damage they have caused you. My children, these are the days to celebrate, and your victories are what lies ahead. So rejoice, for the great I Am is about to be seen, moving my hand to heal, to restore, and to make things new, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Woo! I probably have to back up and say, I can't give financial advice, which is true, but you can get financial advice from an advisor. That's what Kirk Elliott's consultation's all about, right? So that is Julie's prophetic word for today. Look at after landslide primary defeat, Liz Cheney announces a new anti-Trump group, says she's thinking about a White House bid. She compared herself to Lincoln because Lincoln had lost some battles in the getting in the House and actually got elected as and she, are you kidding me? She's one of the most unpopular women in the entire United States. Cheney looks to continue opposition to Trump after losing primary by more than 30 points. She was never conservative, and the Cheneys are starting to lose their power. Yeah, look at this. Isn't it funny? This is a meme of Liz Cheney giving some McDonald's. She's working at McDonald's, handing some drinks to Trump, and Trump's laughing. This is all on Donald Trump's Jr.'s Truth Social account. Okay, here's the red wave, and you have Donald Trump as a reaper, basically taking down the Bush dynasty, taking down the Clinton dynasty, taking down the McCain dynasty when we won the primaries there. And then all of a sudden, boom, the Cheney dynasty is coming down. This is why they hate him, because all these rhinos, these people, again, Republican in name only, right? They're basically cabalists. This is the Uniparty. This is Uniparty versus We the People. This is the globalist versus We the People. This is the cabalist, this satanic cult against We the People. And not enough people are awake to what they're doing to us and what they're doing to our children, what they're doing to our bodies with these vaccines. We need more people awake. That's why please change, and push this off. Look, even 52% of the Democrats don't believe the Reduction Act will actually reduce inflation. And so obviously everyone knows that this is just the America Last movement of spending is what they're doing with all billions going to Ukraine and billions going to the, we have way too much money in the market, as Ben Carson would say. He's going to come back on the show. He was not able to make it last Monday, but he's going to be coming on. And Ben was talking about, you have so much money and not enough goods and services, it just creates inflation. That's what they're trying to do to kill this country, right? And so that's another reason to, you know, get your free consultation from Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900 to understand how you protect in an inflationary economy that's printed with a government printing money right and left. You got to have real assets that are going to grow in value despite the dollar's loss. So we are going to, I wanted to show you a couple things. Number one is, first, this Moment of Truth Summit. This is coming this weekend. I'll be there. I'm flying to Missouri, and I'm going to be with Mike Lindell and the team. And we're going to go over all 50 states, and they're going to show all the election fraud in all 50 states. And this is well documented now after a year and a half of research, way more than what he did in his first summit. And again, you're going to love this. So make sure you go to Frank's speech and follow this. You get the link in my show notes. Again, this is a Moment of Truth Summit. Make sure you watch that this weekend. That'll be vital. Again, you can't watch it on regular Fox News. You can't watch it because they suppress this information, right? You can't watch it on Newsmax. The only place you're going to be able to see this is on Frank Speech is the primary place to go find this. And then the following week, Mike Lindell is going to be in Dallas. So come to Dallas, even if you have to fly in. Get a cheap ticket. Be here. What better time to come and meet me live, meet Mike Lindell live, meet Juan O'Savin live. That is pretty cool. Meet all these other awesome patriots. Laura Logan's coming in. She is an expert on child trafficking and election fraud. She's got a new movie coming out called Selection Code that she'll be talking about. That'll be coming out probably in a month or two. Mike Lindell, again, we're going to be there. Mike Adams is going to be coming. I think that's re-recording. But all these other people are live. Debbie Ninos is live. You got Pastor Greg Locke, one of the best pastors in the country, I think, as far as his passion. You got these doctors that are exposing the lies about these vaccines. And we got Prophet Mary Crowley. She is awesome. You got Jean Ho and Sheila Holm, who's an expert on the Georgia Guidestones and New World Order experts. Both of these are two probably the best on what globalists really are and what the New World agenda is. And we got somebody who's suing the CDC and many other department is Tom Renz with many, many cases as one of the top lawyers in this battle. You guys, just don't miss this. Christy Hutcherson, awesome understanding of what's going on at the border. So guys, and even Dr. Mark Sherwood, who educates everybody about these vaccines. This is going to be a once in a lifetime event, because before, I think it's all going to hit the fan in October and September, like I talked about yesterday. And this is late August. This is the time to fly. Come and see us. Cheap hotels in Dallas. Be exciting to see you all there. So come to reckoningfest.com. The link, I don't think I have a link below. Reckoningfest.com. I need to put that link down below in the next video. Again, that's reckoningfest.com. Hey, do we have Dr. Lewis here? I forgot to, I just realized I was past time. Dr. Lewis is here. Sorry about that, Dr. Lewis. Now we're 6:06. I'm so sorry. So Dr. Lewis, how are you doing? I think you're still muted, Dr. Lewis.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Yes,
thank you for being on. I'm sorry I didn't pull you in. I'm not sure how long you've been on there, but
no, not a problem at all. Happy to be here whenever you're ready.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. So we've been just talking about this whole problem that's happening to our bodies with this attack that's happening. So I just thought that many people may not know you. You've helped me and my wife, and they've done awesome work with cellular level blood work. But talk a little bit about your background, how you got into where you are now, looking at the blood at such a cellular level.
Well, you know, if traditional medicine was doing their job, I wouldn't need to exist, okay? Because I'm not an MD. I'm a medical scientist, somewhat self-trained. So I went to a couple pretty good schools. As an undergraduate, I went to a Worcester Polytechnic Institute. Then I went to MIT, got a doctorate in chemistry. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the Harvard School of Public Health and got certified in toxicology, and then nutrition in the public interest. And then I did something very strange. I went to the University of Massachusetts at Amherst and got certified in industrial hygiene, which, you know, back then didn't make a lot of sense. But today in the COVID era with the N95 masks, it's actually a very relevant thing, because there's such a thing as a respirable particle versus something that's not respirable. And these masks are, of course, relatively ineffective at preventing you from getting a micron level or submicron level particle to prevent that from coming into your airways.
Yeah, because the average mask people are wearing have holes in them that are like 100 times bigger than the size of a
it's
virus.
A sieve, and it's a sieve, and everybody will try to justify it. But, you know, what Dr. McCullough, I've had many discussions with Dr. McCullough. I'm trying to get him to be a co-author of my book, which I'm almost done. It's my fifth book, and the title of it will be Health Freedom Lost. And it's not about COVID per se, but how the freedoms we lost in understanding our health have led up to our bad outcomes in COVID that have enabled the feds to use these emergency use authorizations. So if we weren't being set up for 100 years to be an unhealthy population, they never would have been able to do that. So that the real health freedom lost goes back 100 years, 1,000 years, several millennia.
Yes.
And but specifically, Rick, is my dad died of Alzheimer's 20 years ago.
Wow.
I met a clinician at Harvard 19 years ago who was reversing people like my dad, and I became extremely interested in that. And when I saw what he was doing, I said, you know, I own healthcare. But then I slowly learned that healthcare is a business, and a cured patient's a lost customer. So no one was really interested in what I was doing.
Wow. And that's real. It's a sick care versus healthcare, right?
Yes. And it's a money. It's a four, you know. So the last chapter of my book is, has modern healthcare accomplished anything? And if you look at, you compare societies before the Industrial Revolution or at the edge of the Industrial Revolution, like the 1870s compared to today, they actually were as long-lived as we are today under certain metrics. That is, children died at extraordinarily high rates. In the 1830s, 42% of the children didn't make it to age six. They died of infectious disease. And then, you know, another 10% died before they were at the age of 10. So if we include them in longevity statistics, we look like we lived to about 40. But actually, the mid-Victorian British lived till 80, 81. They live longer than Brits do today, and they had one-tenth of degenerative diseases. So then you put the Flexner Report and pharmaceuticals and everything we're doing for health, and you see that we're living shorter. You know, our lives are, you know, our longevity is less, and we have 10 times the chronic conditions. So the actual answer is healthcare has had a negative impact on our health.
Right.
And
because of the Flexner Report and the Rothschilds took over all the healthcare, kicked all the natural health schools out, right?
You know, what's interesting is Dr. Tramp, my mentor at Harvard, treated Edmund de Rothschild and his wife for macular degeneration as an ophthalmologist. And, you know, but Dr. Tramp was just a compassionate doctor, and he would see the Rothschilds on a Saturday, they'd fly in, and he'd see Mass Health patients on, you know, Medicaid patients on Monday, and they all got the same treatment. You know, but the Rothschilds figured
out. The Rothschilds didn't get their own drugs, right? they got the functional medicine instead, right?
Well, they got good treatment, and that's all anybody can ask for. And good treatment, and you know, you said at the beginning, Rick, about the analytics, and Dr. Tramp taught me this whole thing that I've developed in as a scientist, sort of institutionalized into a very simple program. But see, you know, we have chronic disease and we have acute disease. You know, we have acute disease, you feel obviously sick, and oftentimes you get over it very quickly. And then we have chronic disease, and 60% of adults in America have at least one chronic condition. It's a slow, insidious process.
Right.
You know, you don't catch cancer. You don't catch a heart disease. You don't catch a heart attack or stroke. You don't catch Alzheimer's. These things matriculate very slowly over time. So if we don't look at labs from that perspective, in other words, this slow smoldering process rather than a flame out, then you're gonna miss it, and your doctor's gonna say your labs look good. But you know why we and you know you can look up a very simple search. You can go CDC chronic disease in America, and the CDC, who we can no longer trust at all, says that 90% of costs and health misery are chronic conditions. So why are we measuring labs in everybody from an acute perspective? It makes no sense. So what I did, Rick, is, you know, Dr. Tremp would say, some of the brilliant guy, well read.
So what did you said? CDC, what? What was that search term?
You just Google CDC chronic disease in America.
Uh-huh.
They have nice little graphics and show you that, you know, 90% of cost is chronic based.
Right.
Yeah. You know, there it is right there. So chronic disease in America, 90% of the diseases are such. But, you know, Dr. Tremp one day, probably 18 years ago, said to me, Tom, the only thing that really matters is mortality. And what he really meant, because he was rather pithy, is, are you going to live to a decent life expectancy, or are you going to die younger? And so what I did is looked at the labs that he was drawing, which were very unusual, even at Harvard, and looked at these biomarkers, which actually are, even though they are unusual, they're actually very common, a lot of them, and some of them are very common. Your traditional doctor will pull it, but they still interpret incorrectly. And the medical research industry is a separate industry from healthcare delivery. So what you have is you have healthcare delivery, doctors, hospital systems, all that, and you have research, and in the middle we have a translator. And the translator happens to be the pharmaceutical industry. Because to get, quote, evidence, you've got to spend billions of dollars testing. And so if you're going to spend billions of dollars testing, you better doggone well make more than billions of dollars downstream from successful tests.
Yeah.
So who's going to test vitamin D? Who's going to test magnesium? Who's going to test fish oil? Who's going to test, you know, consuming more fermented foods? There's no money in it. So what I'm saying is research actually has a, it's shocking how good research data is. And so what I did is I went into the research data to see where a marker like C-reactive protein or even white blood cell counts show the first inkling of early mortality. And that's your limit, you know, not some broad-based population acute limit. My limits are always much tighter.
And this is why, if I just come back for a little bit, if somebody just goes and gets a normal blood panel, that doesn't tell them hardly anything compared to what you look at.
Yeah, and not only that, it can tell them the wrong thing. So, for example, the total cholesterol number, my range of normal, doesn't even overlap with the standard of care. And let me tell you how absurd their number is. When something is good and something is bad, you usually subtract the bad from the good to find out how much good you have left, right? Makes sense, right? Simple math. So why is the total cholesterol number, LDL plus HDL plus 20% of your triglycerides? So in other words, HDL is so-called good, LDL is so-called bad. Why do they add them?
Yeah, that's a good point.
If one's bad, shouldn't you subtract it?
Yeah.
And so even the most simple, this is not even fourth grade math. In fourth grade, you're taught the multiplication tables.
Right.
In second and third, you're taught arithmetic. So it's like, why are you adding a negative to a positive?
Yeah,
you
so these doctors are trained incorrectly when it comes to blood panels, right? And that's why you go at the cellular level, you look way more detailed, and you can actually see the smoldering problem.
Smoldering problem, right.
That will create chronic disease later.
Right. Pardon me.
Go ahead.
Rick, I'm sorry.
Go ahead about the book.
You know, I published a blog yesterday And the reason why I did it yesterday or the day before is sometimes there are gems out there, particularly published by Harvard Medical School, and sometimes they magically disappear. Mm-hmm. You know, and I use them as a tool. So when I see a really good one, I memorialize it in my blog, so I have it forever.
Right.
I don't, link to it. I take the information and put it in. So, you know, in 2005, Harvard Medical School published an article. It was published in Science Direct or some other magazine, and it said white blood cells sound an alarm. Mm-hmm. And the whole basis of it was the Women's Health Study, which has studied 72,000 women, showed that if they had two groups of women, large groups, one with a white blood cell count of 4,700, which is normal, and another group.
So just, can I interrupt a second? Is it on here right now?
Yes, it's the one right below there, Rick.
Right,
it's
here?
The one that says white blood cells sound an alarm.
Okay, great.
So I publish the Harvard article, but then I go through and critique it.
Right.
And they make many, many, many faux pas in that.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, they said, you know, but the sound data that they published is if you have a group of women with a 4,700 white blood cell count, and there's nothing more basic than a white blood cell count. It is
right.
Your innate immune response against infection.
Right.
And you know, why is infection important? We all have it. When we die, we start decomposing from within. They're already there. And the difference between death and life is in death, your immune system is zero.
Mm-hmm.
And in life, hopefully it's closer to 100%.
Right.
You know, but we're all on a continuum somewhere in between. But so at 6,700, women died at close to twice the rate and from all causes, because it's infection can damage your kidneys, damage your liver, damage your brain,
right.
Damage your gut, damage your eyes, damage your heart. So all causes. And then Harvard had the audacity to say that 6,700 is on the high end of normal. And that's a complete lie, as I point out. You know, if you go to Mayo Clinic, Quest, LabCorp, WebMD, the range for white blood cell normal is somewhere between 3,500 and 11,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the 6,700 is actually low normal.
Mm-hmm.
Low normal in the standard of care, yet women die at twice the rate. And
right.
It applies to older women, young women, and they translate to men as well. So, you know, men don't suddenly get a free pass just because there was a big study on women.
Yeah, so bottom line is that what you've developed here in your website, and let's just take us a little bit through this website, which is healthrevivalpartners.com.
Right.
This is Dr. Lewis. You have a partner. I've interviewed both of you guys, Dr. Michael Carter.
Michael Carter, yep.
Yep.
He's one of the top consult doctors in the country. Excellent MD.
So you've actually been able to help people reverse Alzheimer's. You've helped people actually find massive problems that would have happened and reverse them completely early on by doing cellular level blood work. Is that correct?
Well, you know, we look at it one simple way. You know, in healthcare, you go to the American Diabetes Association, the American Cancer Society, and they all say you can eliminate risk factors to prevent the disease. But once you have it, you have to have your drugs.
Yeah.
And that's a very naive. We all live on a continuum.
Mm-hmm.
A continuum, okay? And the diagnosis is actually a human-made artificial line on that continuum.
Yeah.
So there's no real distinction. And so in my world, I say there's no such thing as prevention. We all either have a disease or we have some level of dis-ease. Okay, it's all depending on where you lie on the continuum. And there's a overall mortality continuum, there's a gut health continuum, there's a diabetes continuum, there's a cancer risk continuum, all measurable with specific biomarkers or general biomarkers. So all I do is I help place you with analytics where you are on the health disease continuum and help you move to a better end on that, whether you have symptoms or not. So I'll give you three case studies right now, just very quickly. So I'm right now working, I'm a year and a half into it with probably one of the most demented individuals you'd ever run into, in a wheelchair, 20 hours of sleep a day because her brain is under attack, Alzheimer's, dementia, losing weight, 69 years old. Her skin was like onion paper, like a 102-year-old. And in 1 year, her skin returned to normal. She was on death's door because she was like 89 pounds. Now she's back to 115 pounds. She now sleeps a normal pattern. When I first met her, I never saw her pupils, even though she was awake for 4 hours, her eyes were always shut. And your eyes are very energetic, so keeping your eyes shut actually conserved energy. So she was doing that. Now she can engage. Back then, the only thing she'd do, and it was really eerie, this eerie moan, and that's it. Today, she can engage in basic conversation.
Great.
And sometimes, and her husband's an engineer, so he's very...
And was that primarily done through nutrition?
You know, we do, it's a two-phase program, Rick. The first is what we call prehab. And that is nutrition, supplements, but, you know, my basic thesis is eat high nutrient density. I don't have an eating style. Digest well, because you are not what you eat, you are what you absorb.
Right.
So the number one problem in America is, it's hard to measure, even with my analytics, is optimizing digestion, optimizing gut health. The slightest little symptom means you're significantly in dysbiosis.
Right. Leaky gut is what everybody has, right? So you solve that.
Absolutely. And then the third phase of what I do is improve vessel health, because at the end of the day, it's all about the microcirculation. So I tell people to be a little bit Indian, Asian Indian, a little bit Japanese, and a little bit Korean. And I'll explain why. Okay. The Koreans are seeing the greatest increase in longevity.
Right.
And there's no culture that eats more fermented food than the Koreans. The Indians have their...
And fermented foods being thing like, name a few things.
Well, you know, sauerkraut, kimchi, good quality cheeses. In my refrigerator downstairs, I have...
There's a bread, too, that's like that, that's fermented, right?
Oh, yeah, you can get sprouted bread. I have goat milk kefir in my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can go... I go to an Amish store, and I get everything that's pickled. And see, there's a little one thing people think about and say, well, there may not be live cultures. Some fermented foods have live cultures, some don't. So, like, you can get... So a beer is a fermented food, and some of them have been pasteurized, no longer live cultures. Others still have live cultures. I probably shouldn't have used beer as an example, but
yeah.
if they don't have live cultures, they still have more bioavailable nutrients than the non-fermented food, because fermentation is the first step in digestion. Yeah. So it's just the whole game in digestion is to break down the food into the most basic parts that your body can use your DNA template to reconstruct you, and you're being reconstructed every day. So that's where fermented
foods are. And I know you're getting into the solutions now, which I know I've spent time with you. We can spend an hour on, and since we have limited time, really your program's about, first we have to go do a cellular level blood test that gives way more information than what a blood panel would. Right. And
right.
You basically can do that at your, anybody can do this remotely. They can do this
remotely at LabCorp. I have an account national, but you know, what we do is, you know, we can do any single test under the sun, but to make it simple, what I do is I offer two panels on the front of my website. One that's a COVID risk and actually, a long haul COVID panel. And I also offer just a general chronic disease, panel. So it's just, they're both very robust panels. The COVID panel just has more markers. So for example, in the COVID panel, I'm looking at more clotting factors like D-dimer.
Yeah, so if you have a family member that got the jab, this would be an awesome one to take, right?
It would be an awesome one. And the other thing I do, Rick, is I run a very detailed, take about a half hour to finish my risk survey, you know, because labs are the objective. And they help us understand what's going on and help us measure objectively your progress as you retest. But pretty much everything that we have is related to risk. Me, I got COVID when I came to Dallas. And I'll admit, I was stressed. I didn't bring any of my supplements or barrier immunity.
you're not traveling too much. That's your problem.
I didn't take proper care, but I put myself at risk. And, I think we all need to have some risk. You know, if you live in a bubble, it's called the hygiene hypothesis. I worked in brain health a lot. It's not my primary, not my only thing, but I think I'm pretty good at brain health. So I work with a lot of kids with autism and other things. You know, there's a whole epidemic of what are called pandas, where these kids just, you know, they break into, they just can't control their behavior. And most of these kids come from upper middle class and wealthy families where the families try to keep little Billy too clean. We need to be somewhat dirty, but we need to protect ourselves against the more virulent things. That's
right,
all.
Right. And so what I thought was so valuable when I went through this and my wife went through this with you was that you found different things for us. Like we both had leaky gut, right? We both needed to have more fermented food. We both needed to have a program. But you were able to do that. But you, for me, for instance, I had tons of root canals because of my tetracycline when I was a kid. And you were able to link me up with somebody else that was really helping, realizing that a lot of my disease is probably going to come from my mouth because of those root canals, right? But now we can take this regimen that you gave us to basically clean up the leaky gut, which allows you to absorb more nutrients and really be way more healthy and make sure you don't hit these diseases in the future, such as heart disease.
That's the first step, and you know. When COVID first came out in early 2020, Harvard was following what the Japanese was doing very carefully. And, you know, like, why would azithromycin help in COVID? It's because we all have comorbid bacterial infections. And when you have something virulent, like reasonably virulent, and I don't want to get, it's definitely not Ebola by a long shot, right? But when you have something like that, what this thing tends to do and the spike protein from the vaccine tends to tie up immune bandwidth. So other things that you have lurking come out to play. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing that I've seen is these periodontal infections. So everybody knows Lyme disease, and Lyme disease can cause brain fog, joint pain, fibromyalgia, which is just fatigue, things of that nature. But see, Lyme is just a town in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And Lyme disease is Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria, but really it's a family of organisms, including Borrelia, that we call spirochetes. Well, the mouth is actually a source for spirochetes too, mm-hmm. Treponema denticola and others. So I run Lyme panels, and when you're not Lyme positive, but you still have a couple bands, as they call it, positive, there's a very good chance it's coming from the mouth. So I think the Lyme epidemic that a lot of people talk about and the CDC ignores is actually more from oral cavitations from wisdom teeth being pulled or crowns or root canals than being bit by a tick. I think it's much more.
Yeah. And I know we could go into 10 other topics, but I wanted to make sure people understood how you ordered these. So you get to Health Review Partners. You can use the B2T code.
Health Revival. Yeah. HealthRevivalPartners.com.
Yeah, HealthRevivalPartners.com. You can find it by just going to my website, blessedteach.com, or to the neighborhood. And what you would do is on there, just hit the sponsor tab and just type in health and you'll find it. So I'm just going to go. So if you go to go to like B2TNeighborhood.com or blessedteach.com, you hit the sponsors tab and you just type in health. I think you're going to find it right here, the first one that comes up. All right, health.
And, you know, on our main webpage, Rick, we have the COVID panel and then our chronic disease temperature panel. But we can run anything for anybody. So if someone has a specific issue, they can just write to us, info@healthrevivalpartners.com. So, for example, we run expanded thyroid panels along with our robust blood panel. We'll look at iron balances. That's very important in COVID, looking at...
Yeah, this is the cellular level in mass detail. So what I loved about this is you took the survey, you got the cellular level detail report, and you were able to put a specific plan together for us to resolve any future issues. And so Tell you what, this is great, especially if you've got people that, loved ones that got the jab, or you want to just be massively healthy and it's your biomarker. And again, I think we have a B2T, you get a discount if you to put the B2T code in there. And this is a kind of a win-win at the cellular level blood work. And I've got a couple of other topics I want to give to you, but anything else on the blood panels on that you'd want to cover?
No, I think that's it. I mean, the bottom line is we can look at any blood. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to do more to get a better understanding of what's going on. If I just meet you for 5 minutes, I know a little bit about you, but you're a story. And so the more time I spend with you, the more I know your story, the more labs I run for you, the more I understand your health story. And that's really what it's all about. So, and then looking at it from a chronic perspective, not from the standard of care perspective.
I love that.
To understand that smoldering. And that's really the essence of what we do.
I love that. And I want to get backstage here pretty quick too, because I know people have some specific questions. We have a person that's really into Lyme's backstage. I'm sure ask you some more details on that. But if I go, did you see this report? I'm sorry, the CDC is reorganizing. That's one. But this one here, the Florida standard, nearly.
I read that earlier today, and I was just about to mention that. You know, Tess Lori is the one that was working with that. I forget his name, Andrew, not Andrew Wakefield, another one in England that changed the thesis of the ivermectin study. Mm-hmm. But Tess Lori is a credible lady, and she is part of the organization called the World Council for Health. And anybody that works with me, I give them the Institute of Functional Medicine's antiviral protocol, and I give them the World Council for Health spike protein detox protocol. And, you know, I think that's very important. So we need to survive as a species, right? We're bright, intelligent people. And so we need to take our cod liver oil and we need to detoxify from the spike protein. So those, you know me, Rick, and the cod liver oil. So,
yes.
We need to deactivate that spike protein.
Which sheds and or transmission to different, even if you didn't get the shot, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, black seed oil, ivermectin, I work with a nurse and a doctor team that'll prescribe ivermectin at very low cost and do a very low cost consult. So there are things you have to do. And it's not just about this ACE2 receptor. We have to deactivate the spike protein. The intermittent fasting that Pierre Corey talks about is very important. So there's a number of different things that the World Council for Health recommend, but the main things are ivermectin, black seed oil, intermittent fasting, and then autophagy, which means exercise. Get out there and sweat it out. You know, sweat it out.
Sweating is really important. That's why my wife loves hot yoga, and she's probably doing better health wise than I am.
Shannon's doing that, huh? Yeah. No, good for her. Matter of fact, I'm thinking this is my week to sign up for hot yoga. I've got to do that.
Yeah. So it's good. And that sweat comes out like mad. So I know I don't know if you're up to speed on what Dr. Artis has reported on with snake venom and venoms. His theory is that much of this is venom and is actually paralyzing the diaphragm versus respiratory. Yeah, that there's multiple weapons out there, and one of the major ones is this, and that literally, like remdesivir, has poison in it. Any thoughts on? I don't know if you had any thoughts or looking at that.
You know, Dr. Carter on my team delves into every single piece of literature coming out on COVID. I don't do it so much. You know, Rick, as Christian folks, we understand that the devil creates confusion.
Yeah,
and so at the end of the day. Confusion and distraction. So not that I don't want to be engaged in this, but my complete focus is on how do we make you healthy and resilient?
Yeah. If somebody got the jab and they have blood clotting, you'll see that in these labs, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And you'll have an approach to take care of that.
Absolutely. And the biggest thing is disruption in iron. So we see changes in your MCH and ferritin and iron binding coefficients and all those different things. So what we do is we do things to detoxify from the spike, but we also do some of the things I mentioned earlier, which are basic for health. You know, Japanese women outlive American women by 7 years. The only way they can do that is their microvasculature is much healthier long term. And so we look at iodine, we look at sea vegetables for coidin, nitrate-containing vegetables to produce more nitric oxide. All of these things help rebuild that what's called the glycocalyx, which is the junction. See, when blood is going through your aorta, your carotid arteries, some of these big vessels, they're doing nothing. It's just like you're driving to the airport. All the action happens between the arterial and the venous, where the blood cell literally stops and delivers its cargo and picks up waste. And so this is the area that we intensely investigate and work on optimizing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, D-dimer is very important because it's a micro clotting. So it's the clotting that's happening in these small vessels.
Right, right. So, the reason I've met Dr. Lewis at The Truth About Cancer with Charlene Bollinger, and I tell you what, guys, and I talked to a lot of doctors about. And my question was, how do we get healthy in this when we're in this war, right? And Dr. Lewis was I just knew he had the best answer of everybody I interviewed, because he was looking at cellular level blood work and making an individual plan for you. And you actually got not only the survey and the blood work, you also got a consultation from him to give you the plan to recover from whatever you're suffering with or your risk factor. So it was just phenomenal. So I highly recommend that you go to, again, my website, hit the supplier tab and just type in health from the supplier tab, and you will find this health, and remind me again,
Health Revival Partners.
Revival,
yeah, I know, yeah. It's a long term. Yeah. I was on Mercola a couple of times. He said you couldn't have picked a shorter web URL. Yeah. I said, well, this is what we do. We're a Christian based
health revival
program for health.
Yeah,
and we don't do the work. We're partners in it. So I mean, it.
Right.
But it's meaningful.
Yeah. So again, if you go to the BTG neighborhood, or you go to theblessedteach.com, you hit the sponsor tab. And you're going to type in health, because we got a lot of Christian-based companies. It's also here on the Patriot Companies and Natural Doctors, right? So you can do either one of those. And you're going to see it right here. Again, Health Revival Partners. There's a little logo there. And you'll see that if you click on that, you will be able to get right into it. Make sure you use B2T when you're ordering your blood work. And this is awesome, guys. Again, it's a whole program to make sure that
I think it's worth stating, Rick, we're fairly scientific. We try to make health simple. You know, in the devil creates confusion. So in ICD-10, which is the code book that your regular doctors use, there are 77,000 diagnostic codes. I can't count that high, despite being able to, you know, solve quantum mechanical equations. I just can't count to 77,000. We say there are five mechanisms that drive the preponderance of diseases. And it's very simple, and we work on those over and over again with folks, just reinforcing it, keeping it simple. So the five mechanisms are poor nutrient, micronutrient status because of either dietary choices or absorption. Then we have fight or flight. You're in a stress mode. And what can we do to ameliorate stress? Because when you're in stress, you're reallocating resources towards a stressful issue, not towards immunity, okay? Stealth infections, like the periodontal infections.
Right.
Lack of autophagy. And then, inflammatory processes and specific sensitivities, you know, that really relate to the gut. So those are the basic things, and it's not complicated. So for example, A lot of women think their energy is because of hormonal, particularly thyroid. And, you know, that we can chase down a dozen or a thousand rabbit holes, but oftentimes it's very easy to tell whether it's a thyroid issue or an absorption issue, because your thyroid depends on what you absorb as well. And most of the times we can solve that. And then, you know, so like, Isabella Wentz is someone very famous as a pharmacist that understands Hashimoto's disease. iodine is critically important to as an antiviral, anti-cancer, breast cancer in particular, opening up lymphatic systems. You know, people with cysts, POCS, things like that, iodine will solve that. But a lot of people are limiting their iodine intake. And that's why the Japanese do so well, because the sea vegetables have lots of iodine.
Right.
They're limiting their iodine intake because of so-called Hashimoto's disease. But only 1% of the population has that. The rest of us should be taking a lot more iodine. I'll give you an example. So Isabella Wentz recommends like 150 micrograms if you have Hashimoto's, no more than that. But I think people should be taking 1,000 micrograms so they spill over from the thyroid, which is a storage vessel for iodine, into other tissue. And my recovery has improved dramatically on different kelp supplements that have high levels, not crazy levels of iodine, like some people suggest, but, you know, really substantial levels of iodine, mm-hmm. because it's the energy hormone. It's the energy hormone. And, you know, when you sweat, Rick, when you work out hard, you know, you pee out and you poop out iodine, but you sweat it out as well. So when you're active like that, you need to take more.
Even more. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, there's so much more. We're going to go backstage and do some Q&A and pray for Dr. Lewis, because I know he's being attacked, because he's just telling the truth. And as a patriot here, as love patriots that are fighting this battle, exposing what these vaccines are really doing. And then, but more importantly, how do we recover from it? How do we recover from the shedding or transmission that comes to us that didn't get the jab? And we still have some of this. How do we make sure those chronic diseases are we can get on the path toward reducing those chronic problems versus where the deep state and this medical cartel has us going right now, right? And this and the solutions are not big pharma drugs for the most part, right?
It's never. Yeah. No, I've proven it. Maybe there's 1% of drugs that have a role short term. To help you get over a hump, but that's about it. So, I mean, I was asked the other day, I was with Alan Keyes, and you know Alan, and a group, and I'm going to see him tomorrow night with a group, and you know the head of that group said to me, "You don't use pharma, do you?" I said, "You know, his name is Bob." I said, "Bob, I look at risk benefit, and if I completely ignore a class of substances, then I may not be providing an individual the best risk-benefit ratio I can." So that's what I look at. You know,
but 99% of these drugs you would never use, right?
Correct. Yeah. I there's about five that I recommend.
Mm-hmm. Five out of the 5,000.
I don't know how many hundreds.
Yeah.
I don't know how many thousands and thousands there are, but there are about five I use regularly for like my arthritis patients, people with Lyme disease, the dementia patients, things of that nature. And ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are in that mix of the five, right off the top. So there's two out of the five.
Yeah, I got you. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Hey, we're gonna continue this great discussion with Q&A and some prayer backstage. So if you have a backstage pass, get back there. We do this every Tuesday and Wednesday with awesome patriots. But God bless you. Thank you so much for coming here. I want to end real quick with a prayer. What specifically can we pray for Tom about? Dr. Tom Lewis.
If you're asking me, you know, we want to pray for, to me, discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody to be able to, you know, I run a health ministry, and every health ministry session I do, I always say to the group, where did you learn that? You know, peeling back the onion and if it's not validated in the good book, then you have to issue it. And I pray for discernment for everybody I meet.
Boy, do we need that right now with this battle of a good versus bad, right? I mean, good versus evil is really clear right
Absolutely.
Now. Let me lift you up just real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Dr. Tom Lewis and this health revival partners. Lord, we just pray that Health Revival Partners, it gets that voice gets amplified, and that people are able to see that we can reverse a lot of what's going on by just understanding what's going on in the blood, what's going on with the survey, what's going on with the consultation, and reverse massive amounts of health problems that the big pharma, the medical cartel, the doctors don't understand. But these new functional doctors, these ones that use Dr. Thomas Lewis for blood panels that actually allow us to understand the specific plan you need to be on. Lord, I just pray that more and more people are able to do this and they are able to really reverse their movement toward disease and move it to where they're reversing all those things. Lord, especially the people that got shedding or got the jab, Lord. We just pray for a huge blessing on his health ministry, huge blessing on Health Revival Partners, Lord, and ask that you just give him exactly what he's asked for, and that's discernment. Lord, that's one of the gifts that we talk about when we pray for the 9 gifts backstage for this ministry. Discernment is critical, Lord. So we just pray that you give him more than he ever can even ask or imagine right now. That wisdom and knowledge and discernment will just penetrate through this organization, through Tom, and then he'll be able to be used as a mighty warrior for your kingdom, Lord. And not only him, but his team and his extended team, Lord. We bless them. Bless them in a mighty way. We say these things in his name. Amen. Thank you, Tom. Dr. Tom Lewis. With that, we'll be backstage in 45 seconds. God bless you. So join us there. Bye-bye. Oops, didn't transition yet. We will win, and we will-